Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update, this time from Outback Goldfields, traded on the CSE under the symbol OZ. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Chris Donaldson. Now, Chris, a couple news releases for us to get to. The first one that came out in the middle of February, February 16th, discusses the start of drilling at the Glenfine property. Now, just to remind everybody, the company is focused around the Fosterville gold mine in Victoria, Australia, with a total of four properties. This Glenfine project, a 4,000-meter program that is just starting. Give us a little insights on the targets, what the attack strategy is for this drill program, please.
Yeah, hey, Corey, thanks for having me on again here. Yeah, it's exciting times for us. You know, we raised our money and are finally, getting some work done here. So we've mobilized a crew and I've got a drill rig on site. And we just finished actually our first drill hole, I think yesterday it was done. So, you know, on Glenfine, which is our southernmost property out of the four, there are two targets that we're going after and roughly we'll do about 2,000 meters at each. The first is Glenfine South, and there's a historical mine there, the Glenfine South Mine, which produced 43,000 ounces at 16 gram per ton. And a few kilometers away, you know, there's been some recent drilling, which we hit mineralization, had some pretty good intercepts of, you know, about a meter at 10 and 12 grams per ton. So we're drilling in between there to see if there's some continuity between the two deposits. And if so, you know, maybe we could put a little resource around that. So that's our first task. And our second is up further north on the Glenfine property, where we've had some recent drilling, 1.3 meters at 23 gram per ton, 0.7 at 13 gram per ton. So some high grade intercepts that we had a few years ago, or a company that owned the property beforehand had. So we're going to follow up on those, but put about another 2,000 meters there. Looks like some Fosterville style mineralization, but we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully start getting some results within, you know, six to 8 weeks. So yeah, the news flow is just starting to happen, and Glenfine will be the first of the four properties to get some news on it.
So the drill results in Australia, they're getting turned around, it sounds like, a lot faster than up in North America, just by that time frame that you're giving us.
Well, we've been told 3 to 4 weeks, once we get it to them. So, I mean, I guess the proof will be in the pudding once we send it off. But, that's certainly something that's, other areas have been having some real challenges. And if that's true, I'll be quite happy if we get a month turnaround.
So do you have some insights on the general strike or size at that initial target underneath that Glenfine South mine from the drilling in between these historic results?
We are going to do some airborne magnet to figure out the length of it. There is a basal dome there that we're going along, which is about a 20-kilometer strike line. So, there's quite a bit we could go after, but we've identified these two areas to start with.
How deep are these holes going to have to go to test this?
On angle, I think they're going to average about 300 meters. Our first one was a little over 250.
Okay. And then in terms of the second, the British Banner, there are some nice historic hits there, but how is the drilling going to take part to follow up on those? What's the strategy?
Yeah, we're going to follow up on it. We are not really stepping away. We're going to continue along the edge of the dome there, which has been consistent with what others have been finding in the region. So, there hasn't been a lot of drilling there. It's fairly unexplored. So, we'll be in and around those areas. There's only been two drill holes put in there.
Okay. What's the budget for this 4,000 meters?
So for that, in total, our whole phase one is about $3 million. So I bet just under half would be at Glenfine.
All right, let's move over to the news release on March 2nd. And this is the start of an airborne geophysical survey over the Uinngrun project. What are you looking for here at Uinngrun?
Yeah, so I mean it's fairly exciting for us. I mean, there's some pretty good targets there that we have. We were doing a high-res geophysical The survey, it actually was complete already, and we'll probably get that info in the next few weeks. We're really, that property, you can almost divide into two. We're trying to identify on the east side, we're trying to identify targets in and around the Golden Jacket Fault. There was a Golden Jacket mine that actually was ultra high grade. They had about 1,400 ounces at 250 gram per ton. So we really want to get better information on that fault. We'll likely follow that up with some roadside RAB drilling afterwards. And the nice thing about Ewan Groon, it's fairly accessible. Lots of roads that we can get on. We don't need permits for that. So that's on the eastern side, and on the western side, in an area called Wedderburn. A lot of historical mines there. We've got some high tenor arsenic anomalies that we've just taken a bunch of grab samples on, and hopefully we'll get some of those results out in short order, and then we'll follow that up with some drilling here in a couple of months.
Okay, so it sounds like just consistent drilling that's going to be happening at the company. Let's talk about the general area then, because in all fairness, Australia really has been the standout when it comes to recent gold discoveries and companies that have been able to build nice valuations on the back of work done in Australia. But give us a bit of a big picture look at the area that the company's focused on, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hot jurisdiction, so to speak. Of course, this is all stemming from the discovery that Kirkland Lake made at their Fosterville mine in the Swan Zone about 5 years ago, and found 50 gram per ton deposit. So that's the good news. The bad news for them is they're going through that fairly quickly. So they've actually, Kirkland Lake, which is their tenements is actually adjacent to one of ours, our Silver Spoon property, and they've just announced that they're putting in $85 to $95 million of exploration this year. So they've got a big program going, trying to find another Swan Zone. And on the other side of our property, there's a tenement that is up for auction by the Victoria government right now. It had apparently it had a really good response. Rumors are it's like a $30 to $50 million earn-in that's going to be required. So that money will also go into the ground. So you look at what's happening in the region. I mean, the knock on the region, first of all, is that can that Fosterville deposit be replicated? And, and that's the question. It's a legitimate question, right? So, but if you add up all of the money going in there, $90 million from Kirkland Lake, and then we're putting some in and a bunch of other companies, there's probably $150 million of pure exploration going in this year. So, obviously a hot jurisdiction. We should learn a lot about, the potential this year. And hopefully, somebody finds another deposit like that. And of course, we hope it's on our property.
Yeah, hopefully it's you guys, because I am a shareholder. So we're going to continue to follow along here. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding any of the projects or work that is underway from Outback Goldfields, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. And again, I am a shareholder of this company. Chris, I appreciate your insights, and we will follow up as some more news hits the market. Thank you.
Thanks, Corey.